I've got Nick Watt on the line from Rangoon. He was just at the press conference with David Cameron and Aung San Suu Kyi. How was the conference, Nick?
Well, clearly there's a very good rapport between David Cameron and the Burmese opposition leader. They met for about an hour in her house. This is the famous house where she was under house arrest for 15 minutes, and then they went for a walk around her garden. And then they answered questions, and they made two very substantial points. The first is that David Cameron has announced that he's going to push for the European Union to suspend its sanctions against Burma, suspend, not lift. And what that means is that when EU foreign ministers meet on the 23rd of April, they will carry that out, because it's only been Britain in recent weeks that has been resisting the suspension of sanctions. And the significance is to see agreed with David Cameron's position. She said it's right not to lift them, it's right to suspend them, because she says we need to reward the president for the reform. We need to be able to say, if you backwards on the reforms, if they stall, turn very, very quickly. And the minister said he'd invited Aung San Suu Kyi to come to Britain in June. Now, this isn't just a summer holiday invitation, this is a hugely political. Any time, but she would not. Now that she's a member of parliament, the hope is that she can leave the country and come. And that tells you a very, very significant political thing about the depth of reform here. This actually began in Rangoon, it began in the Burmese capital, in 5, completely soulless place, a very hot, garish palace where the president lived. And David Cameron obviously met the president and had lunch with him. And Prime Minister said a very, very poor approach with that. He says he's made good progress. Hello?